Moving on to wireless segment. In addition to Avago's FBAR filters and power amplifiers, our wireless segment now also includes Classic Broadcom's wireless connectivity and custom analog handset solutions. In this second quarter, wireless revenue came in at $792 million, and the wireless segment represented 22% of our total revenue. As expected, we did see a decline in demand from our large North American smartphone customers, including the anticipated impact of their seasonal product lifecycle-related reduction in shipments. This was partially offset by an increase in shipments to a large Asian handset OEM. As we have said before, this second quarter was the trough for this segment for the rest of this fiscal year. Moving on to third quarter, we're expecting a very different picture for our wireless segment and expect strong sequential revenue growth in the mid-20% range. The expected growth is driven by the start of a ramp from a large North American smartphone customer as they transition to their next-generation platform, enhanced by a substantial increase in Classic Avago's RF content in this new handset. Classic Broadcom's wireless connectivity content will also increase in this new handset. We anticipate our wireless connectivity business to continue to drive significant innovation for mobile Wi-Fi and Bluetooth applications and expect this product line to be a very key long-term contributor to our wireless segment.